All right, guys, Seth and Tony back again for Southwest Ohio Full Court Press, continuing on our local legends interview series. Again, first off was Ryan Mikesell. Last week we talked with Demetric Trice from the University of Wisconsin. And for you today, we've got University of Wisconsin Green Bay freshman standout Amari Davis, and then obviously from Trotwood Madison High School here in Dayton. Amari had a heck of a high school career in not only being a four-year starter, but playing at a state semifinal and final level multiple times, ending his career as a state champion, as the D2 State Player of the Year, all state leading scorer in school history. And then not to be outdone, goes on to Green Bay and is Horizon League Freshman Player of the Year, breaking the all-time freshman scoring record at Green Bay. And all in all, having an unbelievable start to his collegiate career, Tony.
Yeah, I mean, you really hit the nail on the head there. I mean, great, great young man, great high school career. Looking forward to hearing about his time at Trotwood, as well as just the phenomenal freshman year he had. I mean, he took the Horizon League by storm, kind of like you already covered. So, like I said, I think you really covered most of it. So, with that, let's
dive on in. All right, guys. So, as we stated before, continuing on with our local legends series, we've got a Trotwood Madison High School alum and a player that just finished his freshman year at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay, Horizon League's freshman standout of the year, Amari Davis. Amari, thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, obviously, in just kind of getting going here, obviously coming from a storied program at Trotwood, in being a four-year starter, kind of walk us through some of the early years at Trotwood. Obviously, you guys had success multiple years in the state tournament, ultimately concluding with a state championship.
Yeah, I know freshman year, we did pretty good. I think we lost in the district finals. So, every year, since then, we've been, preaching to our guys and everybody, we need to get to the Final Four, at Ohio State. And then, ever since then, we'll get closer and closer. And then my senior year, we had won the state championship. And then it was just putting in, the work in time with the coaches and practice and stuff. And, guys locking in for the ultimate goal at the end of the season.
Yeah, of course. And walk us through a little bit, sophomore, junior year, you dropped to St. Vincent, St. Mary's in the semifinal one year. Junior year, you drop in the final. Talk to us a little bit about, the hunger that comes with that drive to want to break that threshold finally.
The drive is really exciting. I know, in practice, our practice be intense, so every day, guys is trying to take other guys' spots and stuff. Coach say remember that feeling. So every season, I think he ended up putting in my locker room. He was remember that feeling before every game. So from that point on, we went out, went hard, played our best. We still lost games, but we still let no grass out there. And then I think senior year, we really came together. So we just we're not gonna go home empty-handed this time.
Well, you definitely didn't go up the empty-handed, and I'm kind of curious. Talk about kind of your feelings, not only winning a state title finally, but that game with Columbus South. I mean, it was, you guys were in a nail biter, and were even down at the end of the third quarter, and found a way to claw back in there and ultimately win. So, talk to us about your feelings in the game, as that was going on, as well as finally, crossing the finish line and getting that state title.
Yeah, the game was really exciting. I know we were down going into the half. Mm-hmm. Our coach is just the game not over. We still have another half to play. I know some, even myself, I was kind of frustrated myself because I wasn't making shots that I was making. But then, like, it came to me, I'm like, you know, I can't be down. I got to leave these guys out there. So I told him, like, you be about to win this game. Like, this all I have. So, like, second half, I think, you know, it was back and forth. And then at one point, Columbus South, he like an 8-point lead.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, since then, I think I scored 6 points straight.
Yep.
And then Keontae Huber came in and made, like, 2 huge buckets. So, you know, that was just coming from preparation, you know. Like Coach said, like, any guy can step up on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And then Keontae stepped up in a big win. And then once we won, it was just a feeling of relief. I was tired of, like, going there and losing and stuff. And, you know, I finally got it my senior year going into college. So it was real fun and exciting.
No, that's awesome. I mean, anytime you average, you know, 30 points per game in a season, which you did your senior year, you know, you top off your state championship with a game-high 24, and you walk out of your high school career as the D2 State Player of the Year, you know, hats off to you on that. And certainly that contributed into your recruiting process. You know, talk to us a little bit about how that went. And then ultimately, why Green Bay?
Yeah, the recruitment process, it was real interesting. I know, like, some teams that I talked to, like, probably, like, my freshman, sophomore year, like, they had kind of, like, stopped talking to me. So, like, I had to look at other places, you know, like, Miami, Toledo, Akron. And then, like, I was going to commit to Miami, but they already had a scholarship, you know, for my spot.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, at that point, I didn't have nobody to turn to. And then that's when I got a call from Coach Donner for Green Bay. He was just talking about how he watched me during AAU season last season. And he just said how he liked my game and he was going to stay in touch. And then I think a couple days after that, he had offered me. So I was like, you know, Green Bay is kind of far, but, you know, I wouldn't mind going out of state. So I think I took a visit up there. And it was, like, real nice. You know, they showed me they care. It was a good environment to be in. And I was like, you know, why wait? You know, whoever, like, the team that showed me that they want me, you know, I'm going to go for it. So I had committed to Wisconsin Green Bay.
Well, certainly it paid off for you. Talk a little bit about adjusting to that D1 level. Obviously, anytime you make a jump from high school ball to collegiate ball, you know, there's always a transition period. You know, you got to get used to a little bit. Well, what would you say has been, you know, some of those key things that are differentiators between the high school level and a D1 collegiate level?
I'll say probably the physicality of the game. You know, it's a lot of guys that is, you know, 2 years, 3 years, even 4 years, maybe even 5 years older. So, you know, it's all about, like, being physical, you know, getting strong, you know, staying in the gym. Because, you know, it's a lot of athletes in college basketball, even Division I. So, you know, everybody's working, so you just want to, you got to work hard every day.
Yeah, and I'm sure Coach Rockhold definitely helped with that. You know, one of the more intense coaches in the Dayton area. You know, you see him on the sideline, he gets on his guys. But at the end of the day, you know, going through Troutwood's program, a lot of you guys are ready for that level. So I'm sure that plays a big role as well.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Every practice, you know, he get on. It's like, he don't let us have no days where our energy is low. Like, if we can't generate the energy ourselves, you know, he generates for it by making a run or something like that, then we snap right back into it. So, yeah, I think, yeah, he played a big part with my transition, just the hunger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So talk to us a little bit. I mean, obviously, you know, we know how the season ended up. You know, you end up Horizon League Freshman Player of the Year. You know, you end up all Horizon League All-Tournament Team. You know, you end up breaking the all-time freshman scoring record at Green Bay. You know, what would you say were some of the keys to that success? And ultimately, if there was a, you know, there was a turning point or a certain, you know, a certain thing that you know, really propelled you into that?
I'll say just sticking to what I do best. I know people, they'd be like, you know, once you get to the college level, like, you got to get a 3-point shot. But like our coach said, you know, don't do anything that like, you're not comfortable doing, like, do what you do best. So when he told me that, I'm like, all right, like, I'm not going to come in scared, like, not be wanting to play hard and stuff. Like, if I got another chance to go get mine, I'm going to go get mine. So I beat, like, a couple open gyms. I was doing, like, real good. And then, like, multiple guys were like, you know, like, you're nice for real, you know, all that. So that kind of gave me, like, a momentum boost, like, them accepting me in. So, like, ever since then, like, I've just been going hard in practice. And then I got my first start against Montana State. My coach is like, you got the starting spot, don't lose it. So after he said that, I think I scored 28 points that game. And then, like, ever since then, like, I skyrocketed.
I was gonna say, yeah, you hit your career high on two occasions, which is 28 points. The first being that start at Montana State, and then again at Milwaukee. So, certainly was well earned.
So, what would you say, Amari, was kind of like your favorite memory so far of your freshman year, whether it be individually or with the team as a whole?
Well, as a team, as a whole, I think very good, you know, like, after practice, you know, we at least stay in the locker room for about 10, 15, 20 minutes, just talking, like, vibing with each other and stuff. Like, even though we got stuff to do, like, we still, like, stay around, talk as long as they can, you know, just the love and the bond. Game-wise, I'll probably say our quarterfinal game against Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
That was because they had just beat us a couple weeks ago in double overtime. So, like, we had to get them this time, and I think we all came together as a team. It was like, we're not going to get put out by the team, and I think I got my first dunk that game, so I was kind of real excited for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And what are your expectations here? You know, obviously just being a freshman this past year, you still got your 3 years of eligibility. You know, what are your expectations, or what are some of your goals as you enter not just your sophomore year, but, you know, as you continue to grow and play for Green Bay and in the Horizon League?
Developing a 3-point shot and becoming a more leader on the team. Now that like some of our seniors are gone, he got about 3 or 4 transfers that's going out. So just become a leader on the team and get a 3-point shot. And then hopefully next year we can make it to the NCAA tournament. That would be goal for us. I can be first team Horizon League and maybe player of the year too as well.
Okay, cool. Just on a lighter note, Give us some insight. Who was the toughest player you faced off against in high school, and then who was the top player you faced off against this past season at Green Bay?
Toughest player, you mean my senior year or just my whole high school?
Any year of high school would work.
Okay, I'll say my sophomore year against Gary Trent at Flying to the Hoop.
Yep.
He was a handful. we couldn't stop him.
Okay.
And then in college, I have to say, Paul Scruggs from Lakeview.
Okay.
Yeah, he was nice too.
Yeah. Cool. And then last note, I would say, you know, what for you personally would you say for kids who are following in your same path? You know, local kids, you know, who are trying to make it to the next level. You know, what advice would you share with them?
Just surround yourself with the right people. The best people to be around is the people that know root for you when you're down. You know, just stay in the gym, stay dedicated to the game, stay loving the game. You know, don't think that you can't do anything. You know, you do anything your mind you set your mind to. And just keep working on your craft, stay disciplined.
Yes, sir. All right, well, Amari, I think that'll wrap it up for us today. So we appreciate your time and sharing with us, you know, a little bit of your journey, you know, your advice. I mean, just kind of walking us and getting us, you know, a peek at, you know, at your career. So we want to thank you for that. And then we want to wish you good luck in your continued career at Green Bay. You know, you got a lot of work left on the table with the season ending the way that it did. So I'm sure you're hungry to go out and get them, you know, next year. And I have no doubt you'll continue that success.
Yeah, just do me a favor and try not to Seth and I are Wright State alums, so please try not to kill the Raiders too much when you plan the next 3 years.
But we won't hold it against you if you do, man.
Do what you got to do. So, cool. All right, thanks again, Amari. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes. All right, guys. So that wraps up our interview with Amari Davis. We want to say thank you again to him for taking the time out to talk with us. Amari certainly, he's got the stats, he's got the accolades to back his game. Clearly, I know, Tony, you and I talk a lot about how certainly he was poised to succeed in the Horizon League. You know, you and I debated on where he would ultimately land. You know, whether it would be more of a mid-major or in a place, you know, in the Horizon League. But certainly he found a fit for him that worked. Mm-hmm. The kid's on a tear through the Horizon League, showing no signs of slowing down now. Give me some thoughts on what Amari shared with us.
Well, you know, one of the things I've always liked about him is just his resilience and his persistence. As you said, you know, I know we were both very adamant we felt he was a mid-major prospect before he even did what he did at Green Bay. I have no doubt if he had gone to Miami like his original plan was, he probably would have done the similar stuff in the MAC. But, you know, his persistence and sticking with it, ultimately he was destined to play D1 basketball. So, you know, doing what he's got to do, working hard until the right school falls into place, which ultimately Green Bay, you know, fell into his plate. And really just seeing, you know, how well he truly did. I mean, it is rare, Seth, that we see a freshman come in any level, not just, you know, it's hard enough at a high major, but at a low major even, for a freshman to come in and make the impact that he did. He was 10 times during the season. It's a record now in the Horizon League. 10 times he was freshman of the week. I mean, goes to show you how tough of a player he is, not just on the offensive end, but on the defensive end as well, which he excelled in high school. You know, only being a freshman in those 3 years of eligibility still, he's definitely got a ton of upside. You know, he reminds me a lot of Kiefer Sykes, who was a guard at Green Bay back in 2014, 2015, where real athletic guy, wasn't as known early on because of it, Green Bay being kind of a smaller area. But as soon as he got to his junior and senior year, the high majors knew who he was, and they feared playing Green Bay. That's where the path Amari's going on. By the time we get to junior year, when Green Bay's playing the likes of Wisconsin and Minnesota in a regular season, the Badgers and Gophers are going to have to plan for Amari, knowing, okay, this guy can, you know, take over the game on both ends of the floor.
Certainly, and you took away a lot of what I did. A couple of things that I noted in our conversation with Amari, you know, that resilience, you know, he and his team in high school, you know, to get knocked out in back-to-back years by St. Vincent St. Mary's out of Akron in the semifinals his sophomore year, in the final game his junior year, and then ultimately, you know, climbing that hill and summiting that in a state championship his senior year, especially in a battle of a game. I mean, this is a kid that, you know, He seems to be a fairly quiet kid, but he leads by example and he lets his game do the talking. Mm-hmm. I mean, the kid's got a deadly mid-range game and plays so aggressively downhill. And you heard him talk a little bit about it. You know, his key to success a lot this freshman year was to sticking with what he's good at. You know, everybody in today's game says, oh, you can't play at the next level without a three-point shot. Well, he just went out and proved that, you know, while he does have work to do on his three-point game, you know, that's a goal of his, you know, will certainly make him that much more deadly on the court. There is something to be said for taking what you're good at and honing that to such a point that it can't be stopped. Mm-hmm. And then his advice to the younger players, you know, if you've got a passion for something like Amari has with basketball, there's not a limit to where that can take you. You know, with the right amount of work, with the effort, with the determination, with that grit, you know, and making the sacrifices that are necessary, you know, sky's the limit. Mm-hmm. And he's a kid who has proven that, and I, without a doubt, is going to continue to prove that. You know, he's got a lot of career left in his collegiate career. I've got no doubt he's not going to skip a beat. Like you said, there are going to be high majors that are going to fear Amari Davis in the coming years, mm-hmm. Because the kid's just – he's a winner. Mm-hmm. The dude knows how to get it done. And I look for him to take that step into that leadership role. You know, he talked a lot about, you know, he's got some seniors leaving, some transfers whose eligibilities are up, and how, you know, especially having the success that he had as a freshman, you know, teams gravitate towards leaders on the court to lead them off the court as well. So I'm really excited for Amari and the path that he's on. And I'm really excited to see, you know, how he grows. You know, we got, you know, last couple interviews we did, we talked to some more upperclassmen, you know, a guy who had finished his career, who had run the gambit. You know, we talked to Dimitri Trice, who, again, had early success, had some hiccups, you know, and has come back with a vengeance and still has some, you know, has some more to prove. I like the contrast that we get a little bit, you know, in talking to guys who are at different points in their careers, you know, all of them wildly successful, all of them with incredibly bright futures. But you know, Amari, you know, may yet to be topped, mm-hmm. in terms of, you know, his potential and where his career ends up. That story's just not finished yet.
And you know, what I loved about what we've done with these first three is we've gotten, like you said, you've got three different guys from, you know, three different levels and where they're at in their careers, but also three different guys from three different levels of basketball. I mean, Dimitri Trice at a high major like Wisconsin, Ryan Mikesell at a mid-major like Dayton, and then Amari obviously with Green Bay. You know, the common, they may be different levels and sort of competitiveness, but at the end of the day, they all have one common goal, which is, you know, it is a tough to get into D1 basketball, and, you know, it's not for everybody, and players go different routes. You got guys like Amari who, you know, recruitment-wise, wasn't a lot of schools, but definitely should have been there. You got other players like Ryan Mikesell who had multiple offers coming out of, you know, high school. So, really, guys are going to come out different ways in high school. You're going to have different scenarios. But at the end of the day, what you have to do, you know, like Amari said, just take what you got, do what you got to do, and, you know, work your butt off, really. And, you know, if you're meant to be at that D1 level, as tough as it is, you'll find a way.
Yep. And then when you get there, it takes more commitment, more drive, more work, you know, to be able to prove yourself on that level, not just to get there. Once you're there, you got to, you know, there's still limits to go after. There's still, you know, ceilings to break through. And Amari did that in his freshman year. I think he shattered all expectations, although everyone, you know, that knew Amari knew what he was capable of, you know, a 30-point a game scorer, you know, who's a consistent winner over an entire career. So, I mean, he certainly has more ceilings to go smash through, but sky's the limit for Amari Davis, and I personally am very excited to see what his career has in store for him.
I agree. Definitely a high ceiling, and we'll see kind of, you know, like we said, hopefully he doesn't kill our Raiders too much, but I mean, the guy's he's destined to do great things. So that'll wrap this one up. Again, great interview with Amari Davis. We still have quite a bit. I know off the top of my head, at least seven more players that local legends and are keeping that series going. You know, we have more plans for after this series is up, but really I hope you guys are enjoying this. You know, I know Seth, I'm loving this. I'm loving getting to know some of these, you know, big names that have gone through the Dayton area. They're now excelling at the next level. And, you know, some of these guys coming up that we've got are really, they are some of the bigger names you can get at the local level. So I'm really excited to kind of pick these guys' brains and continuing to learn more about their journeys and, you know, educate people on, you know, more about their prep careers and where they all started.
Yep. So we'll check back in with you next, guys, next time. Until then, take it easy.